Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring in my pay.
Baby.
But if I ever caught you running around.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for bringing us, for hanging out with me. That's Marvin Gaye bringing us back, the late, great Marvin Gaye. It's great that we still have his music, isn't it? Folks, it's just you and me. I want to talk about, for the next couple of minutes, I want to talk about some very important people in the lives of the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. And that's the men and the women who are part of our military, who are our military forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Coast Guard, etc. These are real heroes, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, one of the things I'm afraid we've all been guilty of, perhaps I shouldn't say all, because a lot of us have been guilty, I should say, of not having these men and women on our minds as much in the last year or so as we did in the previous 5 or 6 years that we've been engaged in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And it's a tribute to their success. Think about that. When things were going really, really bad over there, you know, the news media was all over it. You and I were paying attention to it. I was commenting on it fairly often from time to time on the show. And now that things have settled down and Iraq is pretty much starting to basically embrace self-determination, and the government is coming together over there, and the police and the military in Iraq are pretty much, you know, getting to the point where they can handle themselves. I think 17 of the 18 important elements of getting the country back on are on the right track have been met, and so now that's kind of out of the news, isn't it? And as we know, the more it's out of the news, the more it's out of our minds. Well, if you've got a husband, a wife, a son, or daughter over there, you know, it's not out of your mind. As many of you know, my son spent two tours in Iraq in 84 and I mean sorry in 04 and 06 as a Marine, and it was never out of my mind, I'll tell you that. Those of you who are running small businesses and you have children or family members of some kind over there, you know, it's a weird feeling, isn't it, to have a business and not want to hear the phone ring, because you don't know what that phone call could mean. And so to all of you, you're heroes too, as far as I'm concerned, to support your men and women over there doing whatever they're doing on behalf of their country, on behalf of a grateful nation. A lot of people have put their hearts and their souls and their love and their support and, in fact, their lives on the line to serve this country and to serve the world, in fact. And I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and just send out my admiration and my support and my confidence and my appreciation for the sacrifice. On many, many levels, from the least to the maximum sacrifice that's going on right now. Even as we speak, we've still got hundreds of thousands of men and women, ladies and gentlemen, not just standing a post in Germany or Japan or South Korea or Fort Rucker. We got hundreds of thousands of men and women standing a post in harm's way, even as we speak, still in harm's way. We've still got men and women being wounded every day. We still have men and women who are you know, they're paying the ultimate sacrifice. We had some more of that this week. It's slowed down an awful lot, but we still got a lot of problems out there, and we still need men and women who will step up to that task, who will say, "Send me, America," who will stand up whenever the time comes, whenever their nation needs them. They stand up. Stand straight up, look out, look at whoever they're, whoever's calling them in the eye, and they say, send me, I'll go. I'll go stand a post. I'll take up arms. I'll defend my Constitution. I'll defend my country. I'll go where my country asks me to go. Send me. Those are my heroes. Those are clearly among my heroes. And you know, recently, I don't want to get political, but there is something I wanted to say. Recently, there's been this, some discussion about actually charging wounded, our wounded military for some of their health care benefits. I don't even understand how a conversation like that gets started. How does it even, if it forms in the brain, how does it even roll out of the mouth in America? How does that, how is it that that thought ever forms a word on top of a breath? I don't understand that. I think that's all. I think that's over now. I think the ridiculousness of it and the absurdity of it has now landed on everybody, and I don't think we'll be talking about that anymore. But I just wanted to say again that, you know, ladies and gentlemen of the military, your success has gotten you out of the news, and you know what? In some ways, that's a good thing. In a lot of ways, that's a great thing. But just don't think that we haven't, that we've forgotten about you. I know I certainly haven't. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Pearson Jane Howard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Jupiter and the heel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.